Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Aura Mustang, and we got your boy Weed Man in the house. And we're doing a reaction off of the Silent Sea. It looked like it's gonna be damn near a post-apocalyptic world, basically barely surviving, and you know, the greedy capitalist, you know, corrupt system, charging people for survival needs such as water. So that's what we're gonna be doing a reaction of. So stay tuned.
Riverbeds and sea levels are falling, posing challenges for desalination plants. The World Water Resource Council predicts the world's water will be reduced by 40% in the next 10 years.
So, just to see their prediction on how bad it can get.
No shit.
You know, I thought the worst it could get, all the water is contaminated. You know, but you can still see it. I didn't think it can get so bad, and then what used to be a lake, not a lake no more, but used to be an ocean,
right,
is not an ocean no more.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like a complete desert, or what's that, a canyon, something.
Yeah. But what are you talking about?
Yeah, that used to be a whole fucking ocean.
Yeah.
Now there's no living in sight, no water source.
Yeah.
And I'm just amazed on how destructive like humans can be,
oh,
and
then
just still involved in continuing these bad habits and shit.
What's up?
That's why I said. That's why I truly believe like the worst thing is a capitalist country now.
Yes.
Like, y'all greed doesn't end.
It never ends. You're never satisfied because you have the privilege. You have the privilege to like do whatever you want. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm.
Who told you, what in your right, like, ego mind told you that you can run shit or start destroying shit?
I agree. Or, going through them hard times, everything is limited. Resources, you know, we use the water for a lot of things.
Exactly.
For crops.
Yes.
For drinkable water source, for our pets, for our plants, nature itself.
To bathe, I mean, brush our teeth. I mean, we can go in. We can keep, the list goes on.
It's a pretty important resource that we use in our daily life. And now, it really got a hashtag on this shit. So, like, basically a huge fucking price just for a little amount of water, which technically, we already pay for water. So, it's not that far of a reach just for it to be worse. And then, not only that, because you're more like in the middle class or you're poor, you gotta pay the utmost, or you're gonna be taxed hell of just trying to survive day to day. And people can't say that's such a far stretch. Look what happens in this pandemic, and looking at this shit, this is pretty realistic in my eyes.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Don't motherfuckers.
I mean, right now, we're paying for it right now, but it's not to the point where, like, it really knows, but, like, your electric bill might be, like, $100, your water bill might be, you know, that's actually pretty high. Your electric bill might be, like, up to, like, 20, 80, you know, around that. And then your water bill might be around to, like, you know, 20.
That
to, like,
depends on, like, household and shit.
Yeah, if you're paying for water or not. Some, like, actually, we don't pay for water.
No, we good. I'm saying, like, the people who pay, like, in houses and shit, they gotta pay, like, the water, electric, like, sometimes they have it separate.
Mm-hmm.
And their bills be high as shit.
Yeah, even gas.
Yeah. I was about to say that. My friend's gas bill is high as shit. They're trying to put it on low. They put it on a payment plan, but it's really not a payment plan because she can't afford that. So she's trying to, like, I need a payment plan because I can't afford it. And he's still trying to give her an amount that she still can't afford.
Mm.
And this is the government.
We're going to tackle that. But to get back to
the
show and the topic. So not only they got to pay for that water price, they get this black card. Basically, you know, you're not privileged. I think they get a gold card if you are.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's unlimited. But I like how even when the poor, you're struggling, just get the resources you need this in your daily life, and the government be like, you can't have it unless you pay this price.
Wow.
And then for the rich, they get no cap. Like, we already limited. You're making average people pay, and you know, if they can't afford it, or they only able to afford one, that's all you get. But for the rich, not only they can't have unlimited, but you don't stop them. Like, all right, now you're being greedy. So even when we damn near don't got anything, the privileged still hold the most of the resources. Mm-hmm. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
But they talk about this in 10 years, it can get worse from here.
According to the National Institute of Health, the chance of getting hit by
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Why are we so worried about constantly having kids during this fucking environment and then be surprised that our babies can't survive? Even in earlier times, like, it was a risk having a baby. Like, you know, a blizzard could happen, or, you know, you don't know, could be under attack. So, you know, having a child will put you at risk for a lot of cases. And, you know, survival rate was barely, you know, survival through that month. Imagine already, that probably stress can probably kill a baby. Actually, yes, it can. If you stress out the mother too much, the baby can, like, you know, die or whatever. Fuck. So even passing on too much trauma, something simple as that. Now you having babies in a world where you barely can afford water. Yep. And then the government like, yeah, we need more people like you. We need y'all to continue to have babies to continue supporting the system while we dumb you down.
Yo,
and I'm just like, I'm just watching this shit happen because the motherfuckers that have kids, they all got all this shit to say. I mean, for you not to have kids, but all they talk about is the bad shit. Like, yo, now I gotta wake up 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Now I gotta, you know, change this fucking diapers. Yo, I can't really afford, you know, daycare and all that shit. And I gotta go to work and, you know, somebody gotta watch this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing all this shit. I can't afford none of that. So basically, you know, by the time I have a kid, you know, I'm already on my own. I don't have a family, you know, to push this little nigga up onto. So it's either daycare or, you know, me. And I don't really trust, you know, having my child in somebody else's hands. So if I don't have to be there, I have to be able to work at home or some shit. Or if I have a partner that's willing to, you know, pull up with that. But at the same time, we're not living in a pleasure of, like, you know, one of us can only make income. So we both got to be getting the bag. So if she able to do that, or we able to take turns, you know, like, fuck, that works. But still, that's a lot of stress. You know, we still getting by with just us too. Kids constantly grow. I buy you a whole outfit, you know, this summer alone, winter, you grow a couple inches. God fucking damn.
Now, damn.
Or, you know, I'm barely able to constantly get groceries in the house, and this little nigga constantly coming at me like, yeah, I'm hungry. Like, yo, all right, I get it that you're hungry, but, you know, I don't have the money to replace this shit.
Yo, real good, man. Cause you know, motherfuckers stay hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go food shopping. I remember back in our town, but back in my town, there being with my cousins and them, we would go through like the hubs that same day. Like, there's a lot of us, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
And motherfuckers just liking it. I understood it, man.
And you know what's funny? Me as a kid, even though we were struggling, and even though we would be hungry,
mm-hmm.
as a kid, I don't know. It's even because I got my ass whooped,
mm-hmm.
but I would never even go get food till it was like, hey, like, you know, it's time to eat or some shit for my older sisters. Because it was just like, I know we didn't have shit.
Right.
And I know me, like, well, like, I'm hungry, just mm-hmm. want to stress out my sister anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, fuck it. When they, you know, able to fix something up, I eat then.
Yeah.
So that's why I would get like eating like once a day.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was such a norm. If it was eating twice a day, it's because someone made like a whole meal.
Yeah.
And be the last, you know, for at least the end of the night. If it's mm-hmm. leftovers,
yep.
it's up for grabs for anybody.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy. Yeah. We're in the oven. Dinners.
Yeah.
There would be like 6 patties or something. Oh, then you could put like one for like a macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And, like, it was basically like a family meal.
Yeah.
That you could set up like real quick. That was such a norm in a fucking black household.
Yeah.
It was so weird for me when I go to a white person household
mm-hmm.
and they actually get the ingredients. And I was like, yo, you gotta do all this shit to make the meal?
Yeah.
Damn. I like chicken Alfredo, but I thought.
You just wanna go on that bitch up in the
pantry. Yeah.
Or in the oven.
You gotta get the noodles.
Yeah.
The sauce is not even the sauce itself. It's the ingredients that made into the fucking sauce for it to be tasting that fucking good.
Hey,
and then you got the Parmesan. I, yo, Parmesan, I thought it all was coming in a little plastic bottle that you could sprinkle over like the spaghetti.
Yeah.
I didn't even think. I should have knew that was like cheese. I thought that was just some white powder shit that was like, you know, like salt.
Yeah.
I was dead wrong. Well, I actually saw what Parmesan looked like in a fancy ass like container.
Yeah.
It's shredded like cheese or some shit. I'm like, yo, what the? This is a complete different fucking world. Mm-hmm. And then I started to think, I'm like, oh, so it's healthier to eat, you know, prepared meals like this. But I'm just like, my family can't afford this shit. Mm-hmm. And even if we could afford it, like, you know, do anybody in this household know how to cook? This is before, like, YouTube and all that shit. All
right, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, I'm not even allowed over the stove as a child. And I didn't really know how to fucking use that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, like, you know, what can I do? I'm stuck with the microwave shit, but it's not healthier for me. No, in the household, you know, it's too, they all too busy working a job or some shit or living their life, you know, too busy to teach me anything.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? But by the time my sister taught me how to, like, start cooking, that's when I started to make, like, stuff that I, like, you know, I should. Which was just simple shit, like spaghetti or something with rice.
Right.
How about for you?
I got it.
What was something that you, like, it was like a struggle, but you just accepted like with normal life till you met somebody that had a, like a more privileged life.
My mom cooked. And I also cooked. She reminded me, like, you used to cook, but I think I like took some shit from my mom, like cooking and shit. I think eating it as a family.
Mm.
Other people out, so like fucked me up. Cause I'm used to like, we all, when we ate, we all went up, like upstairs in the room or somewhere else. Which are safe space. So that's
new
for me. Like, people actually sit down and fuck around the table and talk.
Oh, how about the pray thing?
Huh?
How about the pray thing, like, before the meal?
Oh, I never seen that. I only see that on TV.
Really?
Never seen that shit on TV?
Yeah.
My family don't pray.
Well, they say you do attract what you hate. Yeah, I've been attracting now in my life some religious ass motherfuckers.
Is that my shit?
Yeah.
How do you... Yo, I don't think you fucked with my phone, man. I'm sick of this shit.
It's fucking slippery.
Is it the...
Wait, if you feel my fingertips, it is smooth, though.
Oh, yo, you're smooth. You ain't got no fingertips. What the fuck are you?
I don't know. Maybe I'm an alien.
Yeah.
Smooth criminal.
Real shit. I mean, I don't mind because you outside the box, too, so fuck me. How the fuck did my phone get over there?
Oh, you were showing me the video of the guy that was, like, selling, they had their own company, like, weed and shit.
Yeah, oh, you see my face? Mm-hmm. It's my fucking... I got a lot of fucking stalkers on my hand.
I mean, but don't you like the attention, the arousal, man?
No, because it's sick. After I told you to leave me the fuck alone, and you gonna keep coming? You don't think that's the issue?
I mean, you trying to go another round. Keep coming.
I'm glad that I'm high because, like, you talk a lot of shit, and now I see why you be high and shit talking shit. And now I would like attention from, like, motherfuckers that I, you know, like Weebo, like, yeah? Like, what you doing tonight? I'm chilling, why, what's up? You know, that'd be nice. To the motherfuckers that get on my nerves. Damn, I wanted to do something to him fucking up my vibes. Oh, and get something to drink. Yeah, put the
gun
out the pocket. Stop playing.
Okay,
on two. You fucking know it, man. You gotta have, yo, me being vegan. Oh, we all off topic.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey,
I mean, it's life.
Right. But me being vegan, I realized really, really quickly that motherfuckers ain't vegan. They don't know shit about that, especially in the hood. I will die.
Honestly? No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. That's it.
Honestly, if I was offered or even making the norm of seeing like more vegetables than like the typical like peas, broccoli, string beans, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, what else? What? Some beans like black beans, pink beans.
But you never seen beets, did you?
No.
Yeah, I'm drawing for the shit.
Onions, garlic. But I never saw like fresh garlic. It was either already like frozen or frozen cut vegetables. That was the norm.
Yeah.
You know,
that's another thing too, though. And Whole Foods, I'm sorry, I'm cutting off.
Mm.
And Whole Foods, like, they be like having open like fruits, not fruits, vegetables though. And then I be looking at other people, you know, when they walk up and they can touch your shit and get COVID, so they touch it and then put it back. And I'm like, my nigga, I got to put that in my mouth. Like, it don't matter how many times, because you know you can't wash food with, like, disinfectant and shit. That's nasty. So it's kind of like, you think this water just going to rub off all the germs? So that's why I've been, like, fucking around with frozen as of lately, because motherfuckers don't know how to, like, see with their eyes. They got to touch it. What the fuck is wrong with
you? I have started doing, if I know I'm just, like, checking the look, I would take a bag, put my hand in the bag, and grab that specific item and turn it around.
That's like...
But as soon as I touch it, I don't give a fuck if I'm not taking it. I will just put it in the bag because, one, it is cold, like you said, and just having the common courtesy of other people, which they don't fucking have.
You know, I'm just thinking, so many people that be unconscious of, like, that do this or do that, and then, like, even in COVID, and you can get, then you start touching shit. Oh, and I mean, like, wipe your nose and, like, wipe your nose unconsciously. And they probably, like, do this and do that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. He was like, do this and do that. Yeah, and they just, like,
the listeners,
I'll be post life.
But when motherfuckers unconsciously wipe their nose and you forget that, to put hand sanitizers and shit on your hand, so... I don't like that. So I try to be self-aware as much as possible. For me.
So or, take your ass to the bathroom. If you know you just gotta, or you know the snot is coming or some shit.
Yeah.
Just take your ass to the bathroom. But these motherfuckers be holding on to that shit. Like, for dear life. Like, if you don't let that motherfucker go. Yeah. But one thing I used to do that was nasty before, like, COVID, if I'm, like, sick, standing, like, you know, always rushing to get a tissue or some shit, I had the ability, like, to, like, get it up to my nose and slingshot that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I'm swallowed, but, like, it comes, like, it goes to your throat, and then you take it and spit it out, right?
Yeah, instead of spitting it out, I was able to shoot out my nose.
Oh, shit. Are you on some other shit? Okay, world, I just found out something new about ours.
Hey, that shit was like a missile. I was like, smack.
I'm sure the fuck it was. I'm trying to figure out what some shit. Oh, before when something was in my mouth, I used to, spit it out. So I'm more conscious and be like, when something's in my mouth, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a tissue.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm on, like, walking in the street. I don't know.
Oh, that's
yeah. But some people hold that shit like, oh, you littering. I'm like, all right, bitch.
I can't litter. I can't litter. That shit fucks me. It fucks with my conscience. It's like, it feel like I'm going against, like, Earth. Like, nigga, after all I do for you, I support you and give you air, you gonna fucking put this trash on me? Like, I'm like, Earth be talking shit. It be my conscience too. And how can I say I'm eco friendly if I'm littering? You know, so I be trying to check myself, like, bitch, don't be hypocritical. Own your fucking shit, so I can't litter. I don't litter. And it seems like every time when I knew it was wrong to litter, bad shit happened to me. Like immediately. Like, I almost, like, trip or fall, or I probably do fall, step in some shit. So for real, Earth be at me, like.
Yeah, Earth. You're like, Earth's going, you're on. The only one I fuck with.
Right, real like shit, that. Yeah. Like, Earth always.
But to talk my shit, I think it's kind of funny how we willing to litter on something's free. Like, we actually get to walk on land for free. That's but to be in a household or a building, like, we had to pay for that. But we make sure to keep that shit clean.
The fuck? Yo. Wow. That's deep. That shows, like, damn, like, we turned our back on Earth. And I feel like that's why Earth kind of, like, turning its back on us.
But in all honesty, though, we gotta get back to history. Everybody from that has a culture or whatever fuck, we all have a history of treating our land with spirit.
Yo, real shit. Period. That's heavy on a period.
And no matter what we did, it doesn't compare to the fucking, you know, want to be white and savior and all.
We say colonizers.
Yeah, colonizers, you know, kidnappers, you know, all that.
Heavy.
Listen, if you can call me with the ER, I could call you anything with the IST.
But colonizers are colonizers. I mean, it's on.
I mean, they want to treat it like Karen, like a racist term.
You're a colonizer. You know.
And Karen's a fucking name.
And also, you know what your ancestors have done and what they have created in the system. And that's why you don't want to tear it down, because what do you have left?
And it's a term of your action. Ours is a term of our history. What you cause.
Colonizer. The fuck?
And then you mad getting called what you actually are. How would it feel to be called when you're something you're not?
Right. Something we are not that. But to be a colonizer, that shit probably eats them up. I'm gonna call you, really are.
And then y'all want to play both sides as a hero and a villain.
That's awesome.
So we got, you know, the ER as our villain, as the villain term for us. Mm-hmm. But then we also be called black as the hero term from them. Like, oh, you know, I'm not like one of them. I see for who you are. You know, a black individual. And then y'all the only motherfucker. Somebody also brought to my attention, like, you know, sun grows hills, you know, wherever it shines upon. Which is true. Nature. Even animals to humans. And be able to grow in a prospect. Like, we actually need that sunny day.
We really do. I need it. I really feel different when the sun hit me. And when you hot, did you ever feel the sun when you hot? Yo, we gotta do that.
I used to be in a good mood.
When the weather breaks, you're gonna go on the balcony and you're just gonna, like, sit. And just sit on the fucking balcony.
That's a lot of work.
You can fucking feel the fucking sun inside. Like, you can feel that shit. Mm. Like, the sensation, all that shit. I don't know, maybe I'm talking for it.
No, because I usually do like to sit on, like, hot places when I'm just outside smoking. I maybe would just focus.
Yeah, but when you feel the sun, when you high, my friend said she felt it too. She was like, yo, I had an edible. The sun was baking me and I fucking felt good as shit. And I'm like, yeah, you felt that shit. Mm. So, yeah, and that shit made her sleepy.
Hmm.
I was like, damn, that sun was fucking giving you some good shit.
And at night, I'm like really a lot like a fucking wolf, but like just sitting out in the darkness. Sitting out in the darkness, watching the galaxy and the stars, like that shit. I don't know, that was like, if I had to, any way to explain, like, you know, the idea of what a spiritual, you know, moment was. That was some other experience.
Yeah.
And then for once, like usually I never even thought about, like, crying or whatever. Fucking haven't even, like, really come up. Mm-hmm. But that moment, almost a teardrop, like a thug tear.
Going home.
One lonely good thug tear.
Yeah, that's your home. That's what the fuck that is.
That's
me just fucking crying out to it, man.
Yeah, like, out of all planets. Out of all species, to put me up on.
Yo. Yo, I really felt that.
We can see the truth in front of us and it still deny it or, like, go around it. You know, in the earlier, like, horror movies, we would be like, how the fuck they still, you know, make that decision? Or, like, how did she trip, you know, run away from a bad guy? And then now, just seeing a problem and seeing how people just go around this bitch, it just amazed me. It's blasphemy for me, like.
Yo, I really felt that shit. And I feel like that is the issue. I feel like, I don't know where everybody else is. But when, like, you know, now that they know we men are Mustangs, like, speaking the shit more, now other people probably can wake the fuck up and be like, oh, because maybe they can't think outside of that. Mm. It's probably challenging for them. But when you, like, when you bring up some shit, or if I bring up some shit and it opens up, it may break that reality of, like, that's an option. And I don't think they feel like they have options.
Even for motherfuckers, like, you know, I always thought I was on some weird shit because, like, you know, I was so in tune with my thoughts. Like, no matter what I'm doing, this motherfucker could pop up and it would be like, it could be from more than one perspective. Mm-hmm. It could be like, for example, if I'm like, you know, let's say I wanted to take a risk or whatever. Let's say I didn't want to go to school this day. Mm-hmm. But I want to, you know, break out and either just go out or I could just spend the day, you know, going to sleep. It would be a part of me, but like, yo, go to school. You haven't went to school already. You know, you already cut one day. You know, you're trying to meet everybody's expectation. Do you really want to let them down? Then it's a part of me but just like, yo, I had enough of this shit.
Yeah,
it's like, I just want to relax. I just want to have a day to myself. Or whatever, fuck. And then it's the part of me that would be like, yo, fuck all that. I want to go out. I want to have fun. We always been locked up in the fucking crib. We always have to be worried about this and worried about that. Can we just have a day that we're not worried about shit? Mm-hmm. This is the best opportunity that we get. And then, if it's one particular day that did skip school, and usually on the day that I skip school, it's usually like on a Thursday or a Friday. Mm-hmm. So my sister pick up that habit, and that's the only day that she check on me. So mm-hmm. during this week, I happened to got in that mode or like just being lazy, and it was on a Wednesday. So I slept a little bit longer. I was like, my sister gonna wake me up. I woke up again. It was like 10 o'clock a.m. And I was like, I guess I'm not going to school today. So I grabbed my shit. I grabbed my Xbox and I texted my friends. I was like, hey, y'all skip school? They were like, yeah, we skip school too. And I was like, cool, I'm going to meet y'all at one of y'all cribs. So I grabbed my Xbox and everything. I grabbed my book bag. I was like, damn, I can't really sneak out the front door because they'd be walking back and forth and shit. So I went out the window. I looked down. I see a gate with spikes. And to remind you, I'm leased on the second floor.
No, you didn't.
I'm on the second floor. I look at the spikes and I look down. I look up again to see like was anybody looking or whatever fuck. And I look back at the window. I was like, all right, my sister haven't heard me like making any noise, getting up or whatever. And I look down again. And I was like,
no, the fuck.
I happen to notice the stairs. You know how when this has like the outside balcony and shit, and you usually have the stairs that you can go underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, my shit doesn't go all the way down. The best it does to the next like level or some shit, I still had to make a jump.
I'm intrigued by this shit because I just can't believe my fucking ears.
I looked down again and I was like, I think I'm gonna try the stairs. But a part of me was about to take that risk. It was like, fuck it. If you drop and roll, you might have a chance or whatever fuck. But I thought about a thousand ways to die. The nigga knee pop out.
Yo, that's exactly the point. Yo, I just couldn't. All right, cool. Motherfucker, I'm supposed to you fucked up in the picture. But all
right,
cool.
I was like, you want to have fun or you want to be in the hospital?
Yo, real shit. Because that's exactly where the fuck you was going.
So I took my fat ass right back out the window and I was like, alright, I'm about to, you know, fucking take a chance going down the steps. But these steps, old as shit.
Oh,
each step
God.
You take.
Oh my God.
So you go through the motherfucker. Yeah. So I'm taking my time. And I'm just hearing my sister just like, you know, talking about some random shit. I'm just like, I'm thinking I'm the spotted. Alright, so where was it?
Who's that? When they found out that you wasn't there.
Facts. So at the friend house, everything was going smooth. I just legit settle everything. I got all my stuff, you know, together at the friend's house. I set my Xbox up. And this is during the Xbox 360 era when you can have music on the Xbox.
Yeah.
So I had a whole playlist. We was jumping, we was laxing, you know, everything. I get a phone call. I see that it's from a mentor. I was like, you know, she might be calling me for some random shit, but there's no way in hell that she know that I skipped today. So I ignore it. When I ignore the call, 6 texts came at her. That's why I know, like, something was wrong. I was like, okay, she would never send me, like, 6 texts. I'm reading this shit. She was like, why are you not in school? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? And I'm like, whoa, who says that I'm not in school? She was like, the teacher just called me. I was like, how the fuck? Why would they pay attention to me to this day?
Right, I was going to ask too. They called your mentor instead of your siblings?
Yeah, because she actually took the responsibility of like that. Or right. Like, I'm guessing emergency she jumped contact. Into... Hmm? Yeah, an emergency contact. Like I said, she somewhat took the role of being responsible for me, but not the full responsibility.
Yeah.
So it was just like the jump in, the jump out. Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, because I know they have to... be under something, so I was just thinking like
I guess my older sister, like I guess she just didn't care, or she was like, fuck it, here, have him or some shit, I'm guessing. And then by the time my third sister came into the picture, I'm guessing she wanted to be more involved and try to take that role. So it was a battle between them, like, you know, like who was he's going to listen to, or who's going to be, you know, the guardian or whatever. And my sister was just like, if I'm taking care of him, you don't have no, you know, say so, which is, you know, fair.
Exactly.
Yeah,
true.
Hella true. So on that note, they were still just calling like my, because she was like that image, like,
okay.
You know, like, oh, a white woman, you know, okay, she must be responsible and all that shit. You know, we don't even get to see his siblings or his family. The last person that we saw that was kin to his was, you know, his grandmother that used to be in the picture, but she's no longer here.
Yeah,
so. They just went on to the best thing in their eyes.
Yeah.
So wherever I had it, like, you know, not showing up to school, I'm at, like, hacking up or some shit, or whatever the fuck.
They're calling her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she posted, like, you know,
can't do anything, just talking, pretty much.
Yeah, it was all talk, but it was supposed to be, like, discipline or some shit.
Disciplinary action, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that bullshit. But ever since you pointed that, like, perfect, like, picture in my head, I couldn't fuck with it. So I couldn't care less. I was like, this is, like, one day out of the week. I'm like, how about for the rest of the week?
Right. Because I was thinking to myself, too, how can you be perfect in a flawed and fucked up system? You don't even fit it already.
Even my environment's not perfect.
Like, you don't even fit this whole imaginary perfect figure how the system will want it.
Mm. And then,
because that's why who all been present. I want to hear about just one.
Mm.
Who all was present. That's, I want to hear just about one. I don't care.
And then let's be honest, it's the lightest one of the fuck. Like, is he? Like, I don't know, not to come at no shade of my skin, but like, is he really black? Is he?
And then, but you know, they love bringing up that one.
And then, hey, here's the whitewash this nigga. I mean, yes, he married, you know, a beautiful black woman. But the way how everything happened and the way how he voted, I mean, he supported Joe Biden. That was his right hand man. And look where he at. Look what he support. Come on. I'm just saying.
That's why they had cut that shit short. I don't want to hear just about one.
Mm-hmm.
But we had.
And then we just automatically give him a pass because, like, you know, he was a black person. At least we got a brother in there.
Just like,
that's all.
Candace Owens, huh?
Oh my god.
You know, I don't even want to unpack on that shit, but it's the same thing. Like, but you have this person.
First of all, they all quiet.
Thank you.
Everybody that was like, you know, like, oh, if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you support Trump. How, like, why is it not even an option for me other than Democrats and then Republicans? Like, why can't I just vote for someone that I actually might personally connect with that's not part of either party? Like, they could be one of the small parties or some shit.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But then I realize it comes to, like, popular votes.
Yeah, and it's what they promote, too. Because it is a thing. They got the eco-friendly shit. Yeah, we know about the other party, but they don't promote it.
And then the add-on to that is not only just about a popularity, but I started to think about trailers. You know, they do their best to try to convince you to go watch this
promoting.
Movie. Promoting and all that shit. So when I started to think about, you know, the campaign and shit, I'm like, what is the difference between, you know, trailers and campaigns? They both trying to get you to do what they want.
Whew, how deep is that? You just said it.
So I'm confused. I'm like, is this really about the best interest or what they or what they consider, you know, important to them?
Yeah.
Their greed and all that shit.
Sell me a dream. That's exactly what they did to them. Mm. We're gonna do this. We're gonna get it together. Make it sound convincing.
Right. I mean, then we don't get to hold them accountable. Like, they can lie dead ass on screen.
You see what I'm saying?
I would barely get to hear, you know, good lights of my people, and then when they do come out, it's all in the campaign. Vote for us, black people. Who the best you got?
But you see why I'm big on. I'm not into politics of presidential bullshit. I don't think we should all be rocking out and being, you know, in a group and having group meetings and shit for everybody to get equality. Because fuck all that, just one person trying to hold all these other problems. Please.
Well, like, we can't trust a partner that keeps secrets, right? Can't I trust a country that keeps secrets?
I fuck that shit. Let somebody keep some deep ass shit from that.
Strong rebound in international agricultural supply chains. Illegal pet growing remains a growing problem.
I've never seen this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was rerunning just so you need to see it again.
Okay.
Remember. So, going over just that part alone, but like, now we got to eliminate resource of like water, and now we create a whole new process of like basically growth of like plants now. Making them able to adapt a limited water and all that shit, you know, changing their whole habitat and environment, their natural like cycling and everything. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that as a vegan?
You know, I'm fucking hurt. Like, because it's not natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. Turn the whole world into not being natural. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me mad. So.
And during this time period, since it's limited in water, they probably will come at you like, you can't have a garden.
You know what I'm saying? Because
your shit is taking up too much of the, you know, sources left or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
But people can't have unlimited water if you got like a golden card or some shit.
Yeah.
Having pets, actually having natural life itself, how can you control that? How can you tell animals that you need to drink this unlimited amount of
water? Meanwhile, the Fair Water Distribution Act was rejected yet again in the Assembly. As inequalities in water access intensify, so do demands for the abolition of
So it's blue card for the average people. And I'm guessing black is for the privilege.
Whoever came up with this fucking genius.
Alright, so it's blue and red so far.
This is just like gas.
So I'm guessing that's middle class and poor.
We can't believe it on being poor. I mean, gas.
Yeah, like a gas station?
Yeah.
But you can't even get water at your house, so I'm guessing. Wow. And then look at this. And the skies already look like that. Especially at night. And then they gotta drive miles just for to get like a container of water.
So I heard your water grade got bumped up to Class B. Congratulations, Mr. Kidd.
Well, it's not exactly. Nobody was, it's ahead of their time.
But the researchers here are at the top.
Obviously, they see something.
So apparently, when you move up a class, they upgrade your pipe system and everything.
She's an etiquette, condescending, full of herself.
So why exactly do we need mythologists?
She used to be a hotshot astrobiologist.
Why'd she quit? Get into mythology.
No idea. There was probably more money in it.
Have you met her before?
Just once. 5 years ago.
Like the build up and everything, it was great and all. But like you said, it was a lot of extra unnecessary edits that would be like the whole like, all right, if they only last breath, why did they not rush into that fucking door? Like, they should have just been at that shit.
Yeah. I like how they had to hurry up too, like hurry up. But I'm like, nigga, when he should have died, he should have dropped, because that's still like hurry up. And then it would have been more dramatic and like, oh shit, like it's real. Mm. So
that was a good point.
Yeah.
But
I guess since the boy died already, maybe it will make it another death. But it would have gave it more that realistic, like, hurry up! And then like he died, then they like trying to hurry up and get to the step more dramatic. Mm.
Well, I was like, you know, just to end his death and make it quicker, I would have just took off his mask. Like a mercy kill. And then like the whole leaving him water, like he's not able to drink it either way, because as soon as he opened up that shit, he's dead. And he don't have that much energy left to be risky.
I understood that part though, when the old boy said water, don't, like he left it. And then they panned it back to the water, like to make it sink, like something in this water is making us think as an audience, like, yo, what's up with this water? Because that's how I feel. Like, really want to know what's up with that water. Like, what the fuck is it like?
Oh, I thought he was trying to say, like, don't take water. But he was saying, like, don't drink it or something.
Yeah, something. It was something about, like, the water, don't. And they left it.
Mm.
Yeah, so it keeps the audience going, like, yo, what the fuck? Because I was thinking, like, what's up with this water? So.
Touche.
Yeah.
Sure.
I gotta check out you. Now, you know, I'd be into like the films and shit, like how they could have did different on what they
what you would add in and everything.
Yeah, how the story was, like if they was to ask me how the story was, I'm like, I get the storyline, but you have unnecessary shit in there. It shouldn't be that long just to walk across the moon, or if you want to be more realistic, I'm gonna go to sleep, motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all said y'all had 1% like
20
minutes ago.
That's what I'm saying.
On oxygen, y'all still trying to get through this door and everything.
Yeah, so that's why I feel like it should have been more of like more dramatic. I feel like the music helps, but the acting should have been even up to the top. Like,
I feel like it was weirdly placed, because that shit was sped up, and they going slow as shit.
Yeah. Look at you. You know what's up about the film. You know what's up. But a little bit, I'm going to go back into my dormitory and, dormitory.
You felt me. Yeah, lab.
get back to sewing and shit.
No problem, no problem. But for the audience, which, how will you describe, like, you know, the first episode? What could you take from it that you related to, like, what's going on in the real world?
Well, shit, the water. Mm-hmm. Like, we barely got, like, clean water. So soon, I feel like the way that we keep going, we're not going to have no fucking water. And now we're going to be fucking, it's going to be hard to get it. It's going to be like royalty. Like, oh my gosh, you have the water. And I feel like the resource hoarders is going to try to take it all. Like, mm-hmm. Well, if you have money, then you can have some. But if you don't, then you're fucked up. I mean, like we're going through right now.
Yeah, if you don't have money, you know, you're only limited.
Yeah, and if you had money, you're unlimited. You can have whatever you want. What the fuck?
Even though it's a limited amount of resources.
Oh my gosh.
Or like how, like the question I really want to ask people, don't we really find it weird that we take resources, like the tree, for example, to make paper and to make money? So we already got to take resources to spend it to get more resources. Don't we find that fucking weird? This whole time I thought money was just a own, like, you know, waste of like material or some shit.
I thought it was like a regular piece of paper, but then, you know, when you get more experience in life, it's like, where does a regular piece of paper come from? And then trees and bitch, you waste your money in paper?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, this is an electronic world. We can cut that shit short.
Facts.
And for the resources, I guess for the fair exchange, you use money to, I guess, to get what you want. No, we need to do this shit a different way or something. I don't like this shit.
I like how with everything bad, we can fall on technology, but one of them makes sense. Like, you know, stop cutting down trees just to make paper.
Thank
you.
You
can move that shit on, like, laptops. Provide everybody with a laptop. They won't constantly need to be buying pens and shit. And we can, there's so much to eliminate for that. Even like receipts and shit. Do we really need that? I can just go to my email now.
Then I'm thinking, damn, that shit gave me like joy in my heart. Privacy is crystal. But if everybody planted their own food and everybody was allowed to smoke weed like legally and everything like just was good, I think we would have a peaceful world because nobody would be fighting, be hungry, or be tripping out. I feel like it would be more loving and... I feel like it would be more loving and accepting, too. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm safe. I ain't nothing to complain about. Like, especially for people, for us minorities, quote-unquote.
And the possibility of creating your own paradise. Like, if you just want to create your own store and having the first barber shop in your community, somebody else can have, like, a brothel or, you know, bar or some shit. You know, it just, you know, it didn't really require you to have a paper or a degree or...
Yeah, real shit.
You didn't really have to pay someone. You just had to build the fucking building.
Yeah.
And put your own fucking, you know, name on top or some shit.
Yeah.
Jones Bar or some shit.
Yeah, man.
But now, you gotta pay the man first. Well, you gotta go to school first to get a degree to qualify for that shit. And the more people that go to school, the more worthless that degree gets. And then you got this degree, and then now that you got it, now you gotta have money to back up that degree now. And so now you just put yourself in debt. My bad for putting
you on. No, there you go. You already said it. Then you're also in debt too. So trying to get money, and then now you gotta pay off the money that you had to. I don't know. What you got?
Off the first episode, a lot happened, and I just kind of just stopped giving a fuck about which recording moment. So it was like, either on the next episode, you know, skims through that shit, and get to the like key parts. That's cool. That's cool. Other than that, that's the trial and error of the first episode.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Cool. Other than y'all fine with that? I'm playing. Y'all don't have a choice.
Oh, shit. We've been at Armistead.
We're out.
Yeah.
Peace out.